long for Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As Russian forces continue their attacks in Ukraine, the Institute for the Study of War says the next 48 hours could be crucial for the Ukrainian capital.
I can tell you that the last few hours we've heard a constant bombardment in the distance. That sound, unforgettable, of artillery fire across the city. And we are just waiting now to see whether or not today is the day that Russia's and Putin's forces make a move on this city. But what we saw across the last of the last 24 hours is really an increase in Putin's attacks on the civilian centers, the urban centers, the residential areas.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kiev. An air alert has been declared in and around the Ukrainian capital. Residents urged to get to bomb shelters as quickly as possible. A proposal to send to Ukraine MiG fighter jets owned by Poland by way of the Ramstein Air Base in Germany won't fly.
We've received a statement from Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby in which he said the prospect of fighter jets at the disposal of the government of the United States of America departing from a U.S. NATO base in Germany to fly into airspace that is contested with Russia over Ukraine raises serious concerns for the entire NATO alliance. We do not believe Poland's proposal is a tenable one.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports the fear is the exchange would put the U.S. and NATO in direct conflict with Russia. While the U.S. is now banning Russian energy imports, frustration is building in Ukraine over the level of U.S. assistance. This Ukrainian soldier venting his anger over the lack of a no-fly zone.
Your sanctions do not save our lives. Why are you closing the sky in Libya, in Yugoslavia, in Syria, and they're afraid? You're afraid of the Russians? That's why you are not, you're nothing. You're not superpower country. You bull. Excuse me, but it's true.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden warning his decision cutting off Russian oil imports to the U.S. will cost Americans at the gas pump.
I said I would level with the American people from the beginning. And when I first spoke to this, I said defending freedom is going to cost. It's going to cost us as well in the United States.
The average price for a gallon of gas now $4.17. That's the highest in U.S. history. But a survey by Reuters finds 8 in 10 people asked support the ban on Russian oil despite the pain at the pump. Diesel prices skyrocketing as well. That could fuel higher prices for everything.
The average price truck drivers are paying at the pump for diesel is $4.77 a gallon, the highest seen since 2008. And we aren't far from reaching all-time record highs. Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, which tracks fuel prices.
Anything that goes on a truck from shipping and logistics is going to see the pain.
72% of goods in the U.S. are shipped by truck. That includes the food we get from grocery stores, the heating oil we get to heat our homes, and everything in between. In Las Vegas, Ashley Soriano, Fox News.
More losses on Wall Street Tuesday. The Dow lost 185 points. NASDAQ down 35. The S&P 500 closing 30 points lower. Venezuela has released two of the 8 American executives it had detained.
Oil executive Gustavo Cardenas and Cuban-American tourist Jorge Alberto Fernandez have been released by the Venezuelan government. They and 6 others have been arrested over the past 5 years. The release follows a secret weekend trip to the South American country by Biden administration officials. President Biden in a statement says Cardenas has endured 5 years of hardship and Fernandez was arrested last year on spurious charges. The release comes after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro signaled that he wants improved relations with the U.S. after Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Sean Lanchel, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.